Though many may find it troubling, it is now clear that we are not aware of most of the active processes occurring in our brains. When we perform a simple action, such as picking up a glass, for example, we are not aware of the complex decisions our brain has to make about the best way to move our arm and shape our fingers. It is a good thing that we are not aware of these low-level processes. The truth is that we would never do anything if we had to think consciously about everything we see and every move we make. And it turns out that even quite important decisions involving many factors, such as choosing which car to buy, are better made if we don't consciously think about them. This is because the unconscious brain is very good at taking many things into account at the same time. We suspect that as soon as you start thinking about those things consciously, a brain system with very limited capacity is employed, which can concentrate on just a few items. So where does conscious reasoning come into the picture? It is an attempt to justify the choice after it has been made. And it is, after all, the only way we have to try to explain to other people why we made a particular decision. But given our lack of access to the brain processes involved, our explanation is often no more than a justification after the event, or even a false memory, a story born of the confusion between imagination and memory. Taking all of this into account, what then is reason? Just because our decisions are not conscious, it does not follow that reason is not involved. Given two options, the reasonable thing to do is to choose the better option. Brains are very good at doing this. After all, this is the basis of learning, to choose the nice things and avoid the nasty ones. Economists and mathematicians have developed mathematical algorithms to ensure the best option is chosen, and brains have been shown to use similar mechanisms. The problem lies in deciding what we mean by best. For a rational man, in today's economic system, the best choice is the one that gets him the most gain. But do real people make such best choices? In Ultimatum, an experimental game, one player is given a sum of money, say $100, and can give any proportion of this money to the second player. If the second player refuses the offer, then neither player gets any money. What should the second player do if he is offered a low amount? The rational action is to accept, since some money is better than none. But in reality, most people reject low offers. This result is often understood to show that people are unreasonable, that their judgment is clouded by their emotional response to an unfair offer. However, from the point of view of the group rather than the individual, the rejection of unfair offers is a good choice, because it increases the likelihood of group cooperation and fairness. In this case, therefore, we can argue that our emotional responses are more reasonable than our conscious decisions. In the 21st century, we are discovering more and more about the brain and the role of emotion, and challenging old ideas about how we learn, make decisions, act, and remember. This is already beginning to make us revise our notions of what constitutes reason, and that, in turn, is bound to have consequences for our attitudes to reason and to the endeavors of scientists.